Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Yom Yitzchak Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 13th installment of Halachos of Chametz on Pesach. So, this is one of the more common questions. What exactly is Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach? Chametz that was owned by a Jew over Pesach, or to say it better, Chametz on which a Jew was in violation of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, the chametz about which a Jew had violated this concept of ownership or connection to chametz over Pesach. There's a rabbinic injunction that one may not derive benefit from it after Pesach. It's a very strong law. It has a lot of applications in our day-to-day lives in the weeks immediately following Pesach. And clearly the Rabbanon were very concerned that people would not take the issue of ownership of chametz on Pesach with the appropriate seriousness, and therefore they created this law. So let's go step by step. The scenario that is one of the most common ones is you have a non-observant Jew who sees no problem with owning chametz on Pesach, who owns a store. And this, unfortunately, this Jew has been in violation of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, on chametz left, right, and all around throughout his store. And what that would mean would be that all Jews would be prohibited from benefiting from any of that chametz after Pesach. So that's this thing that with certain stores, rabbinic publications will say, such and such a store, you shouldn't buy from X number of weeks after Pesach. What they're trying to ascertain is the standard shelf life for different types of chametz products. That a store that owns chametz over Pesach, you have this very significant question as to, it's possible that those noodles that you see on the shelf a week after Pesach were actually in the store on Pesach, and the store owner was Jewish, and I've got a big problem. Many have also applied this halachic concern to chametz owned by a supplier who's a Jew, who doesn't sell his chametz. And it's just the earlier step on the chain. Let's say there was chametz that wasn't on the store shelves over Pesach, but the fellow who sends the chametz to the stores is a Jew and doesn't sell his chametz, and he has these chametz products. He has these chametz products over Pesach. So it's the same law. You're not allowed to derive benefit from it. There's a lot of question about this issue today because there's some dispute as to the halachic veracity of a certain sale of a certain sale done for a certain supplier, suppliers who are Jews who sell chametz products. So you get different opinions among rabbis and organizations and things of that sort. I don't want to go into this discussion. But the bottom line is that the core of the discussion revolves around this concept of chametz she'avar alav ha-pesach. Now, it theoretically could apply to one's own home. Person finds chametz in their house on Pesach. So it's interesting. It would seem this whole question is not as relevant for us today because the vast majority of us sell our chametz. And part of the sale of chametz is, by the way, if there's something that's just sitting in my house that I didn't notice, the non-Jew owns that too. So that means that technically speaking, this chametz wasn't owned by me over Pesach. This chametz was owned by the non-Jew, which means I wasn't in violation over Pesach, which means chametz she'avar alav ha-pesach wouldn't apply. But let's just, so there's a question to what extent the sale applies to such chametz. Chametz that I put away and I said, this is the chametz for the non-Jew. Obviously, I'm not in violation of Bayirah Bayimatzeh. If I sell my chametz before Pesach, chametz I didn't know about maybe is more of a question, but let's just keep it basic, and let's just say that a person didn't sell any chametz, and this chametz found in their house on Pesach, so the halacha would be that rabbinically they're prohibited from benefiting from that chametz after Pesach. So here's the question. Let's say a person did bittul, a person did the oral nullification, and they didn't check their house for chametz. And they didn't sell their chametz. So is that chametz she'avar alav ha-pesach? Because they weren't in violation of Bayirah Bayimatzeh. They did their Torah obligation. They just didn't do their rabbinic obligation. So the standard approach in the halachic authorities is that the rabbis extended the concept of chametz she'avar alav ha-pesach to such situations too. So this is as a pretty broad reach. We'll talk a little more about this tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.